for your children. For healing for healing. And Lord, I'm on my knees, and I'm praying for your children. For healing. For healing. Lord, heal them. their pain. Take all of their pain. Lord, please take all their pain away.
Bless the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Tom.
God bless the one that can hear. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Praise God. Amen.
Good, good. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for everybody tonight. We want to give God glory, honor, and praise. And John D. can't be with us right now. He's running a little late. We'll be on. God bless you, Linda, for helping out tonight. Very important.
Amen. God bless you.
To do what we're doing tonight. To pray.
Amen.
I had a dream last night that I'm sleeping and I wake up and around me in the bed there's maybe 50, 60 sick children. So I put my arms around them, and when I grabbed them and embraced them, God started healing them right in front of me.
Wow.
And it was so unbelievable, and to see the power of God tonight, I know God is going to do that. This radio station tonight, there were children in the dream that their faces were disfigured, autism, cancer, polio. We come against all that, and God is like, I actually see like the Holy Spirit bouncing off of each baby. And while he bounces, that baby is healed and glowing and healed and glowing and healed. And there was little boys and there was little girls. And they were all dressed in white, every baby. So tonight we're going to pray and give God glory first and foremost. We want to welcome all the listeners to Gypsies for Jesus tonight. And we want to thank God for each and every person. God bless you, Linda. I don't know who's on with us, if it's just me and you tonight. But
just me and you and whoever's listening on the internet. God bless them and welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a very, very important thing that we do for God, because prayer is very, very important. We look at the Bible and we see every spare moment that Jesus had, he prayed. And he just didn't pray for like a minute or two. It said he went up early in the mountain and came back in the night. So it shows us that we have to have prayer time. You know, the only time Jesus didn't pray is when he was healing people. And Jesus is the prayer. So tonight we're going to pray, bless the radio station, and begin and give God glory, honor, and praise. And we're going to thank God for what God is getting ready to do.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise tonight. Father, we know that you're going to bless the radio station tonight. The listeners, the callers, you're going to heal the sick children and anyone, Father, that is sick. We're not just going to pray just for children. We're going to pray for all. So we ask tonight that the listeners, their hearts will be open, their ears will be open, their minds will be open, and prepare them and us and me and Linda tonight. Use us, Father. Let nothing come from us, but let it come all from you. And tonight, Father, we dedicate this radio station to you, Jesus Christ, to your healing power. By the sound of our voices tonight, children will be healed and people will be healed. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we dedicate this hour to you tonight, Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. And we'll say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
How
Thank
big
you.
Is our God? How wonderful is our God?
Amen. Hallelujah.
The blessings, the anointing are amazing. Tonight, if you need a little scripture read, Linda, you're going to have to do it. I'm driving the motor home. We're heading back home.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. The foundation has been poured and laid in today.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord. And
Amen.
Now,
God
in 6 weeks, we go back and we start building as soon as we can. Country home for Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
My goodness, there's no words, and I don't want to brag about it, because tonight is such a, it's for the babies, and it's for the prayer. And we want to thank God. We want to give God for His glory, honor,
Amen.
And praise, and just praying. So, Linda, give out the number and the email. And also, we want to welcome Amari Paul and Amari Payak at Sunday Tema. That's son de Russia, that's son de Poland, Sventolto Meodel, Nais Tumenga, Sasana Mensa, Ariad, Ariad Gadohu Jimos, Sir Palanaswale, Palale de Victoria, Tassinaswale, Palamanus, Tassinaswale, Yamanodel, Chaso Ariad, Petras, Pegadarach, Lestivoya, the Lesti Lita, the Adolfi Tumende, the Stividaria, Pacha, Amen. Give us
Amen.
Those numbers when the email and all that.
Amen. Well, tonight, if you're on the internet and you want to call in and ask for a prayer, you can call in by dialing 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. And for those that are brothers and sisters in Romani, the number is Inya Yek Efta Okto Okto Inya Efta Okto Inya 3. Inya Yek Efta Okto Okto Inya Ta Okto Inya 3. You want to call in and ask for a prayer. God bless
Thank
you,
God.
Brothers and sisters. And our email is, I believe it's gypsyradio1@gmail.com.
Number one. Make sure you tell them not spell one. So number one.
Amen. It's the number one. So that's G. Hold on. Sorry about that, listeners. That's GYPSY radio, RADIO. The number one at gmail.com. That's GYPSYRADIO. The number one at gmail.com. If you want to make a prayer request and you can call in, Mugapal, Mugapaya, Gaisan, overseas, you can Rama Samengo Lil at that email address. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give us the praise report about the new baby that God gave us to our family today, and tell them who that baby is.
Amen. I want to welcome baby Dean to the family, and we can say a prayer for him. His my brother's, it's my nephew. My brother has a new addition. God bless him, and God bless his daughter, Haley. And I want to thank God, because God is good. We're blessed with a baby boy, and I thank God for him. Praise God. May
Amen.
He walk with God
Amen.
All the days of his life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Shabu father, Linda?
Dean.
Oh, new baby. So, sir?
His name is Dean, like Dino. Dean.
Dean. All right, let me
yes.
pray. Let me
Amen.
Thank God for him. Shabu, we
Amen.
Thank you tonight, and we give you glory, praise, and honor. We thank you for giving us baby Dean, Shabu, and we also thank you for baby Haley, Lord God. Watch over these children, Devla. Anoint them, bless them, keep them healthy. Watch over Alan. Peace on Alan and his family, Mordell, and that he will be home soon with all his children, Mordell, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight. Father, I just thank you. And I thank you with all my heart, Father, that the baby is fine, the mother is fine, the children are fine, Alan is fine, Devla. Naish Duka, Devla, Paisoka Dan, Adastu Bari Mok, and a new servant, Devla, will be called Baby Dean for you, Mohodad, and the little sister, Baby Haley.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. We say, Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Do we have any callers, any prayers, Linda? Anybody wanting to come up?
No, no callers yet. They're called in. But I wanted to make a prayer request myself. Remember the lady
okay.
that I told you I prayed for yesterday, the pastor's daughter?
Yes.
I was
yes.
in that neighborhood today working, and there was an ambulance in front of her house. So I called her, and she called me back shortly after. She did go to the hospital. She has very bad, they had the lower back pain. And then she just sent me because they found more spots on her organs, her liver, whatever she said. I have to look at the text message. So I want to ask for prayer for her because she was sounded like she was in tremendous pain. She's really being attacked.
Okay. And we also want to pray for Pastor Bob Mooney and his family, too, and keep him in prayer. And what is the young lady's name?
Her name is Crystal, and she's asking for prayer. She sent me a text for her lungs and these for her colon.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Crystal tonight, Lord. We ask that you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, that you heal, Father, her lungs, her colon, her whole entire body. Heal her from the inside out down to the marrow in her bones, Father. Take away the pain. Allow the doctors to have discernment of how to help her. We know that you're the healer, but we know you use the doctors as a tool, as a carpenter, in a carpenter's belt. Tonight, Father, we ask in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ that you touch her, that you touch Crystal, you heal her, you remove the pain and agony out of her life, and that you bless her, anoint her, her whole family, and keep them strong in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. And we say, Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Linda, do me a favor. Pray for me because I'm driving this big motor home and I got about 250 miles to go. So pray for
amen.
Me to be not tired and to just get in.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you, Father, for the benefit and the privilege of being able to come before you and pray to you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, because we know, Mogodel, that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the name that is above all, Mogodel. And Father, I just want to thank you for our salvation and for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and for your Son, the pastor, Lord God. I want to ask you, Father, as I lift up the pastor to you, Mogodel, that the windows of heaven, the floodgates, would always be open over him, Mogodel. And, Father, there would never be any strongholds, Father. And I ask, Mogodel, for traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Get him home safely, Father, and that, Father, he would have a good night's rest when he finally sleeps, Mogodel. Like 1 hour would be like 3 hours of sleep, Mogodel. Pour out your blood, your blessings, your anointing on him, Father God. Increase the anointing. Protect the anointing on his life, Father. In Jesus' name, Mogodel, all your blessings for the pastor, Father God. And I pray, Mogodel, that he wouldn't be drowsy and he wouldn't be sleepy while he's driving and that the time would go quickly, Father. Traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
I also want to let something out. Probably within the next 6 months, we're going to have our facility open in Georgia, Barnesville.
Wow.
Anybody that has a child with autism or the baby may have a sickness, you're welcome to bring them to the country home for all for Jesus. In God we trust. And you can leave the child with us, and we will be happy to take care of them. If not, we can also house you and your child. And we want to thank the Lord. This is what God is doing with Pure Heart Ministries in New Orleans, branching us out, and we're thanking God for that. So if there's somebody out there that's going to need help, we will give all the help that we can, and it's going to be a good thing for people that can't afford certain areas of medication. We'll be able to help provide with that. We'll be able to help provide with care and love. And we also going to need workers and helpers on this. It's 180 acres, and we have structures, buildings on it already. So if you have a sick baby and you need help, please call us or email us, and we will help you and do whatever God will allow us to do. And we poured the foundation today for the church, and we are going to have our church there, and within 6 months, our church should be in running. So we want to thank God for that, and I want to give God glory. Linda, I want to pray for you right now, that I hear you coughing and stuff, if you have an allergy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my sister tonight, Father, that you would touch her, that you would anoint her, and that you would heal her, Father. Whatever it is that's making her cough, Father, allergy, whatever it is, take it from her. Anoint her, bless her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We need her tonight, Father. She's running the switchboard. And no confusion, nothing but blessings, anointing, and love, and mercy, and grace tonight. And we're thanking you, Lord, and we're giving you the glory and the honor and the praise for her healing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say,
amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Linda,
thank you, Lord.
Prayer for any sick baby, whatever God tells you to pray for right now, go ahead. Then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to, you know, keep going back and forth till we get our callers in tonight.
Amen.
Please, when you pray before you sleep, pray for your family that has not been saved, that has not received Jesus. Never stop praying for them. Pray that the Lord will soften their heart and bring them to the Lord. Amen? Go ahead, Liz.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to say before I pray, because it's going to go with the prayer, something about the Country Home for Jesus. We are going to be practicing the nutrition side of the healing process for autism. I was a single parent, and I know what it's like to not be able to afford the nutrition side and the vitamins and the medical side of it all. And God has made a way for those parents that can't afford it and that are single and need other people to help them. And I want to thank God for that. And just want to let you know, if you're a single mom or you're a single dad out there and you have a child that's battling autism, first of all, we know the devil is a liar. We don't receive and claim autism over any child. And everything that has a name has to bow down to the name of Jesus. We just claim Isaiah 53:5 over these children. By Jesus' wounds, they have already been healed. We stand on the truth and we walk by faith in Jesus' name. And a lot of autism has to do with a nutritional imbalance. They don't receive nutrients and vitamins from their food. And it doesn't allow them to grow and to develop and to talk. So we're just praying against nutritional blockages in the children's bodies and minds. And let's pray. And also, like the pastor said, we're going to pray for our family members that are not saved yet. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. I praise you and I give you glory, Lord. I just bless your name, Lord God. I thank you for who you are in our lives once again, Mokodel. I thank you for our salvation, Lord. I thank you for the benefit and the privilege of being able to come before you and serve you, Lord God. And Father, I just intercede, Lord, on all of the children's behalf, even the young adults, Mokodel, the older people, Father, who have been diagnosed, the doctors are saying autism, Mokodel. When you say Isaiah 53 that you've already healed them, Mokodel, it's a battle, Mokodel, but our weapon is your word, Father. We don't receive autism. We receive Isaiah 53:5, Mordell. We don't claim it over their lives, Mordell. I plead the blood of Jesus and the their brains, their neurological systems, Father, their endocrinology, their endocrinology, their digestive systems, their upper and lower digestive systems, Modell, their stomachs, their pancreas, their colon, their bowels, their spleen, Modell, and their heart, Modell, their vene, their arteries, the blood and the anointing in and throughout every fiber of their being, Modell, breathe in them like you breathed into Adam, Modell. And let their bodies receive proper vitamins and nutrition, Lord, that they can talk, that they can grow and develop, but most of all, that they can communicate, Modell, and have a relationship with you, Father, and that they could be used for your glory, Modell. Some of them may be meant to be pastors, Modell. Some of them may be meant to be prairie warriors, or they might be elders and deacons, Modell.
Yes.
I come against this attack on the people of autism, Modell. I curse it at the root. Let it die and wither and produce no more of its kind. It's not welcome in our houses, Modell. It's not welcome in our lives, Modell. In anyone's life, Modell. I rebuke it, I bind it, Modell, and I command it to go where no man is in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you, Modell, because it's not by power, by might, Modell, but by your Holy Spirit. Father, we just bring our family members before you, Modell, that haven't come to you yet. Bring them in, Father. Bring them into your kingdom, Lord God. Bring them to salvation, Lord God. That they can know you and walk with you and talk with you and live with the touch of your hand, Modell. Let them be in communion with you, Father God. Have your way in their hearts and their minds and their souls, their spirits, their bodies, Lord God. Let them be in the world but not of the world, Father. Give them the minds and the hearts of Christ that they could be kingdom-minded, Father, and see things through your eyes, Father. Father, make a way where there seems to be no way. Deliver them, Modell. Deliver us. Redeem us, Modell. Help us to repent from all of our ways that are not right before you, Father. And, Father, in Jesus' name, Modell, make a way where there seems to be no way. Open all of the doors that need to be opened, Father, and shut every door that needs to be shut, and seal it behind us, Modell, in the blood of Jesus, Father. Father, everything that has a name, every bad report, change the tide of the battle, Modell. Father, I ask that you change the bad report into a good report. Father, I ask that you put a stop to whatever the enemy is doing, whatever he's trying to do, Modell, that you send them into confusion because the battle is not ours, but yours alone, Father, that you stifle him, Modell. I ask that your finger would come to the people that need you, Father God, that you would cover them with your hands, Modell, and speak over their life, Father. Just say the word, and we know that it's done, Modell. Nothing is too hard for you. Your hand is not too short to reach, Modell. Greater are you that's in everyone, Modell, than he that is in the world, Father God. Thank you, Father, that we're victorious overcomers, Modell. I proclaim it, I declare it, and I decree it. We're more than conquerors, Modell, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everyone who calls on the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. God, they subpoena pick it on out, devil of Jesus, so that they can find you and you can find them. Make a way, Father. In Jesus' name, most of all, Father, have your way. Let your will be done and no one or nothing else. I thank you, Modell, and I know that it's done. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Horrible
amen.
Prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
You know, prayer is a very, very important thing tonight. Every night.
Amen.
And every day, every moment, every chance that you can get, you need to pray. God wants you to do that. By praying, moves the hand of God, opens heaven, and brings blessings, and brings power, and brings healing. This is what praying does. It breaks strongholds and chains bondage.
Amen.
Tonight, I'm going to pray by the Spirit. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, for those who have not yet accepted you, Lord. I ask, Father, that they receive you. You say in your word to seek you while you still could be found. There's going to be a time, Lord, on this earth that you cannot be found, that the sinner's prayer will not take effect, that hollering on your name will not be there, because children up in heaven and, Father, in this land will be released to the devil. And we do not want to hear that one person is left behind. Tonight, Lord, bring salvation to those who have not received it. Tonight, Father, I pray for those who lost a loved one, a child, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a niece, a nephew, that you will put your shalom, your peace upon them, that you will touch them, that you will anoint them, that you will bless them, that you will, Father, lead them and guide them and give them a peace that the world cannot understand, Lord. That,
yes.
Father, that they will know that their loved one is in heaven with you and that they're not sick, that there's nothing wrong with them, Father, that they will not need nothing. The angels,
yes,
will also be serving on them, Father. That's the power that you've given us, and when we receive you. Tonight, Lord, your will to be done upon every sick child that may be crippled, that may be blind, Lord Jesus. Child that has brain cancer, lung cancer, marrow, whatever it is, Lord, I ask that you take it and you remove it from these babies. Gifts are from you, Father. Children is one of the greatest gifts. And we know, Lord, that you don't give bad gifts. We ask tonight that you heal all these children, Father, no matter whatever the situation is. I've seen it, Father, where doctors said the child will perish in minutes. And those children are in our church today, Father, 15, 16-year-olds today, helping. So I've seen your power. I've seen your miracles. Tonight, we ask for a miracle upon each and every person. And also, Father, I pray for a financial blessing on those, Father, that are working hard and forgetting to pray, forgetting to come to church because they're working so hard to pay their bills. Tonight, Lord, I ask that you lighten their load and that you bless them physical, spiritual, financial, that you anoint them in ways. Those who have backslidden, Father, that you will bring them back into your glory, that they will return, Father, and not focus in the world. You told us, Lord, not to focus on worldly things, but to focus on godly things that are up above, which are blessings, which is you, Lord. Jesus, your son, is there. And, Father, tonight we ask that the people would take their eyes off this world and not desire the world, less of the world and more of you, and to return back to their churches, to return back to their positions they may have had. There is forgiveness, Father. If a servant went astray, we see it biblical. Jesus speaking to Peter and saying to him, feed my sheep 3 times. Do you love me? He hired him back, Lord. He forgave him. He put him back where he needed to be, Father. And tonight, those servants can return back to where they need to be, back in your arms, back in your anointing, back in your blessings. There is all types of blessings, Father. And tonight, we loosen the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon,
yes,
these airwaves tonight, Father, that who hears them will be touched, will be healed, and will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yes.
Ivati, then to Trobolo, the Tolo Deltis, the Pacha, Hodina, Sassimos, the Tumendi, Caracolo Delt, the Avela Caglata, Nasuari, Nasualo, Bebisa, the Sassarello Del, and the Pacha, and the Hodina, and the Lashimos, and the Barimos, the Avel Lesco now, but you know, Womo told, if they love us, Lesco now, or shall we do Lesco, can you? For one of Salijanim, the Prisnaim. Can I help you with that? Buki, Murafal, Murafia. O de la Shael, Espitalia, Espita. I dealt with Sassimos, the Marigwati. The Avena, Yekanatumende, Nasuale, Puro, Puri, Wom, Womni. So go to the Avela, Shav, Shay, the Sontotome Odel, at the Sassarilkin, at the Deltume Pacha. The Hodina, the Lashimos, the Valimos, Sapi Tumendi, the Aventasa State, Amaro Wurimos, and Amaro Yulok, Adin Tumendi, the Baro, Bari Devlesco Wurimos, the Mai Baro, then Amaro, The Lord will open like the mend it. I sure that is for us. They will go to show. They are well to try over that. They are well to trust the most of that. They are well to watch for dinner and your trial. They are well to my law and chauffeur. They are well to lamp for kindy. They are well to rent for kindo. They are well to mobility for kindo. I had that or don't for kindo to swap a fellow and the trial. Despite that, and the list. I could decide the list for now. A deal on the toll. When God is to deal up for now, it's his first book. I will first book. I that first nine in the list. Then list body book. Then list tomorrow you will. Then list tomorrow trial. And next to the Lord of a boutique. I never did can and she be after. I said they told. Or delic patch up it to Mendes, like a chalumia, she had at all. Then they too had at it. So, sir, a devilish patch up. Now, if he's the devilish for a tremendous, and now if he's the devilish for a trusty most, the patch a hodina, that's a devil to Mendes, and the body most, and the navity, so, and mutas. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. We know
amen.
That we have two types of languages we speak. We speak our language, Romani, and we also speak English, American, for those that don't understand. So we try to do the best that we can to accommodate everyone. So please, if you have a prayer, call in. If you have a request, email us, text us if you don't want to call in. But we're here tonight to serve with you, and we don't have long for our program tonight. Look how it's already we're coming into 36 minutes. You have about a little more than 20 minutes left. Please call in, give God glory, give God honor, and give God praise. Give God a little time. You see, tonight I am driving back from Georgia, and I found the time to drive and to be on the radio station tonight. So did my sister Linda. She put everything to the side so she can run the radio tonight for us. And tonight, and let's give God glory. Give out that number and that email again, Linda, please.
Amen. The number for the radio station, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7893. Again, 917-889-7893. If you're listening on the internet and you want to call in to ask for prayer, that is our call-in number. And for those of you that is overseas and you can call in, our email address is gypsyradio1@gmail.com. So mm-hmm. It's GYPSY radio, RADIO,
@gmail.com. Please write us. Please write us or call us. Support us with your calls. Support us with your emails. Let us know that God is using us in your life. Please follow us also on Facebook. John D. has it on Facebook, and you can follow us on that. And you can hear it live on Facebook if you don't have a phone to call in. Follow the Facebook, and you'll be right here connected to us in the program. I don't know if you can talk through the Facebook, but I think you have to call, but we'll ask John how that's set up, and we'll give God glory, honor, and praise for that. You know, Linda, the Lord has put on my heart to do the sinner's prayer and the rededication prayer a little earlier in the program tonight. I've got a feeling that somebody who's out there needs to hear this, and
I'm
going to go ahead and do that.
Amen.
The believer's prayer changes your life. Amen. Go ahead, Linda.
Amen. And our brother Paul is on the line tonight. And if you want to lift him up and pray for him, Pastor, I'd like to welcome our brother on the line
Paul,
tonight.
God
welcome,
bless
brother
you.
Paul.
Welcome,
God
brother.
Bless you.
It's good to have you here tonight. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our brother Paul. And we ask, Father, that you bless him physical, spiritual, financially. Bless his health, Father. Bless his walk, Father. bless his business, bless everything, Father. He's been nothing but a blessing to us, and we thank God for this man. And we ask, Father, right now, that you will go ahead, Father, and give him the desires of his heart. But most of all, Father, we ask that you heal him. Whatever he's ailing, whatever his situation is, that you will take it and heal it and bless him and make him stronger and make him a better man than he is. He's a beautiful man of God. He speaks gentle. He speaks with love. But tonight, Father, we ask that you put the fire of the Holy Spirit on him and that you heal him, Lord Jesus, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. No matter what his situation is, Father, we thank you for him, and we bless him in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and we say, amen and amen. We love
amen.
You, Brother Paul. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're going to go with the believer's prayer tonight. Romans 10:9 and 10:10 says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior, we will be saved, and that he was risen on the third day from death and is alive in heaven for the forgiveness of your sins. The Bible says you will be saved. So I ask tonight that if you've never received them, please bow your head, place your hand on your heart, and ask the Lord to come into your life tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I confess with my mouth that you're Lord and Savior, and I believe in my heart that you died on that cross, and on the third day you was resurrected, and you are alive in heaven for the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to wash me and cleanse me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, that you come, Lord, and live inside of me and make me a new creation. Holy Spirit, live inside of me. I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for allowing me to do this prayer, coming into my life. I thank you for the forgiveness that you've given me. And tonight, I am your servant, and you are my God. And say, amen and amen.
Amen.
You said that prayer.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of Christ. Now, we also have another prayer that we do. It's a dedication. If you've backslidden, if you're not going to church no more, if you think that Jesus doesn't want you anymore or he won't accept you, whoever told you that is lying. God is a God of many chances and forgiveness. And tonight, you can say, Lord, I know that I've steered away. I know that I'm not praying anymore the way that I used to. I know that I'm not attending church no more. I know that our relationship is not the same. I ask you, as I rededicate my life to you, I ask you to wash me and cleanse me and forgive me of my wrongdoing, my wrong sayings, and anything that I may have done in front of you that isn't right. Tonight, Father, I thank you for allowing me to be forgiven again and to return back to you. I will come back to church. I will pray again, and I will thank God, thank you every day of my life. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me back in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, amen and amen.
Amen.
If you said that prayer with your heart, guess what? Welcome back home. Jesus missed you. Amen. These are very, very important prayers that we're doing tonight. Linda, we've read in the book of Isaiah 53:5 that by his stripes we are healed. But also in the New Testament, can you read that? Because a lot of people don't know that scripture is also in the New Testament. I'm going to, while she's looking for the scripture, I'm going to let you know how the Bible works. There's the past tense, the present tense, and the future tense. And this all applies to your life. And Linda here in a minute is going to read for us about the futures of your life in the Bible. One of the apostles are speaking, and she's going to share that as soon as she finds it. Father, I ask tonight that you bless Linda as she reads, and that, Father, that no confusion, no talking or anything, Lord, that she'll be able to read your word and give the brothers and sisters a little extra knowledge tonight. We all need that knowledge, Lord. We all need that blessing. And the Bible says that we need to study ourselves approved unto you. And the Bible says in Hosea 4:6 that we need, that we are dying due to lack of knowledge. And that is true, because your spiritual life depends on this. You're dying spiritually. And you need the knowledge in order to be back blessed again, to know the difference of who is the real Christ and who is the Antichrist. Are you ready, Linda?
Yes, hello? Pastor. It's 1 Peter 2:24. I'm going to read
God.
It. Praise God. Amen. It says, the glory of God. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men has the flowers of grass. The grass withers, flowers thereof fall away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 2:24, I'm sorry. Forgive me, everybody.
Okay.
That was 1:24.
Okay.
So we know that God's word doesn't fade away. It doesn't wither. So
that's
the word
right.
You're about
that's
to receive
right.
Does not fade away. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, 1 Peter 2:24. That was 1 Peter 2:24. Oh, here it is. Praise God. He, his own self, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Amen.
Amen. You know, the reason why I wanted that out tonight, some people asked me a few days ago. They said, Isaiah 53:5, that's in the past, that's thousands of years ago. That doesn't apply to us today. Yes, it does. There it is.
Amen.
In the New Testament. Okay?
Amen.
So does Isaiah 53:5. Does reply to you. What
Amen.
God did, he had Peter refreshing it for you. Let me use that phrase. He refreshing it that you will accept it better. Like the book of Acts, you will not find the word amen in it, because that book is still alive today. And the reason why amen is not in it, because it's not completed. It's faith in action, the book of Acts. That's why there
amen.
Isn't that in there. Amen. Linda, do you
Amen.
Have the song Something Is Falling? Can you play
yes,
that for
yes,
us?
Yes,
yes.
And
put
I
that,
also
put that for
that,
us.
Amen. It, we still have like 30
scripture.
Minutes of the
Go
show.
Ahead.
No,
Go
it's
ahead.
The same passage, but it's the different translation. New
right,
International
ahead,
Version. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds,
Amen.
You have been healed. Amen.
Praise God.
That's more
Praise
clear.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Something is
Thanks
falling.
The Lord. Yeah. I think we only got 8 minutes. We got a 1 hour program tonight.
John booked it for 30 minutes longer. So
okay.
We have plenty of time.
All
Praise
right.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Okay, so let me find it. Just give us a minute.
I'm going to mute my mic so there's no feedback. Because it feedbacks
okay.
Here in the motorhome, the Wi-Fi. I'm going to mute.
Okay. All right, praise God. I'm going to put the song on. Let's worship the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Your presence, oh.
praise God. That song is such
Amen.
A
Amen.
That song puts such a peace on a person. Let me tell you, I got tears coming out of my eyes hearing that. That man sings that song so beautiful. Linda, pray for Bob Mooney and Miss Mooney, Pastor Bob Mooney, and his daughter Rebecca. Also, they're going through a lot right now, and they need, you know, they need God's provision. And we
Amen.
To be truly, truly, truly blessed. He's been blessed already. He was in intensive care. They were giving up on him and stuff. And I heard they moved him out of intensive care now. And now they're looking for a rehabilitation center. And, you know, this takes money. It takes time. And, you know, their families are not working right now because they're worried about their father. And, you know, it's a horrible thing to go through. And even a minister, you know, begins to question his own faith in that area when the pressure is so heavy. Pray for that family that God will just lift them up. And people, God will command people to bless them financially and help them in any way that they need to be helped. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Father, hallelujah, Mughadal, Mughadal, I come to you all, Lizella, before you in the mighty name of Jesus once again, Mughadal, to give you glory, praise, and honor that you well deserve. Mughadal, I just lift your holy name on high, Father. I thank you, Mughadal, for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, that lives inside Bob Mooney, Mughadal, his wife, Mughadal, and his daughter, Father, his family members, Mughadal. I come against the traumatized, Mughadal. I come against the hindrance, Father God, and I pray, Mughadal, that you make every crooked place straight in their lives, every rough place smooth, that you level the mountains, Father. I pray, Mughadal, that you, Father, that you remind them that they have the power to trample on these snakes and scorpions and overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm them, Mughadal. I pray, Mughadal, that you remind them, Father, of John 10:10, that thief comes to rob, kill, and destroy, but you came to bring life and life to the fullest and more abundantly, Mughadal. I pray you, Father God, would just quicken to them, Mughadal, your faith, your Holy Spirit, Father, your anointing, your blessedly mozdalaki pujayaki hodina develende dagwa. Father, I pray, Mughadal, that you, Father God, would quicken to their minds and their hearts who you are, Mughadal, that you're the name that's above every name and that everything has a name has to bow down to you. Father, I pray, Mughadal, that all this trauma and all this drama would bow down in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would help them to find the rehab, Father God, that you would give them the resources, Mughadal, Father, the finances that they need, Father. Father, I pray, Mughadal, that you'd send people alongside of them to encourage them and to help them, Mughadal. Mm-hmm. And, Father, I pray, Mughadal, that you turn this mess, Father, this test, Father, into a testimony, Lord. That you change the tide of the battle for them also, Mughadal. And that you change the bad report into a good report, Mughadal. And 1 month from now, Mughadal, and 7 months from now, Father, let them look back and see how far you've grown them, Father. I thank you, Mughadal, that everything is subject to change and nothing stays the same. Help them not look at what they're going through, but help them look ahead to what you're going to do, Mughadal. Help them not to focus on the problem, but help them look to you, the problem solver, the lifter of our heads, the altar and finisher of our fate, Lord God. I thank you, Mughadal, because you have the final say-so on Bob Mooney's life, Mughadal, to take over in their emotions, Father God. And, Father, I just want to also pray tonight, Father, for the beaten and the abused, Lord God. I want to pray for the people that are being demonically influenced to do wrong, Father. These presidents, these leaders, Father, that are allowing the wrong, get these odd manga pasture and everybody listening, the wrong kind of marriages and the wrong kind of influence, Father. I pray you put a stop to the demonic influence of people being the wrong kind of way, Father, the way that you did not create them to be, Father. I pray against the demonic influence of abuse, Lord God, the demonic influence of robbing, killing, cheating, destroying the characteristics of the enemy, Father God. And I pray, Mughadal, that you, Father God, would set them free, Mughadal. Set us all free from all that is not right, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you, Father, would Set them free for whom the sun sets free is free indeed, Moldel, and lead them and guide them and draw them on to you, Lord God. Open the doors that need to be opened. Make a way of escape for the kidnapped, Lord God. Bring them home to their families, Lord. Make a way of escape for people that are being put, Moldel, into abuse, Moldel, or being abused, Moldel. Father, make a way of escape, Moldel, for the marriages, Father. Cancel the plans of the enemy for marriages and put your perfect plans to unfold, Moldel, Jeremiah 29:11, Father. All of those that are oppressed, Devla, and depressed from the enemy, Father, I pray, Moldel, that you give him your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Devla. So I pray over all of your sheep, Lord God, that are in the fold, Father, and the ones that are coming into the fold. Joy unspeakable, Moldel. Give us your strength, your power, your might, Moldel, to go forward in spirit and in truth, Lord. Encourage the people's souls and their minds and help their emotions, Lord God. It's the last days, Moldel. Father, it's the last days, and we can see it all around us, Moldel, what people are going through. Help the people, Lord. Help us all, Lord. Help us to endure to the end, Moldel. For those who endure to the end will be saved, Moldel. Let us cleave to you until you come, Lord, and be without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, Lord. I thank you that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be at JR's church, and we're going to have a fellowship and service with him, morning and a night service. And we're getting a couple of the kids dedicated. Little baby Sam and Noah is getting dedicated on this Sunday coming. So we're giving God to just glory, honor, and praise for that. That's going to be a big blessing. And
Amen.
They are so excited. He can't wait. So, and he's blessed. And we're going to try to see on Sunday night if we can somehow maybe broadcast live the service through a phone or a computer. So we're going to try to work on that. And also, don't forget that on Friday night, Gus is doing part 4 or part 3, I forget, of the
Spirit of Python.
Abraham, Python, Spirit of Python, and Sunday he's doing Abraham. So don't miss out on that. That is a true, true blessing. Linda, we're going to have to close the radio station a little earlier because I'm going in a dead spot here in a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm coming into Mobile, and that area is got to be no cell phone. So go ahead pray us out. Yeah, go ahead and pray us out. And we just want to say we love you from New Orleans, but most of all, Jesus Christ loves you more. He died for you on that. Pray us out, Linda.
Amen. And I'll close us out with a song afterwards. What is the name of the ministry that you're involved with there in New Orleans? I want to pray for them as we close out. Your pastor there.
Assemblies of God, yeah, the Swaggers ministry.
The Swaggers, yes, the Swaggers.
Yeah, and with JR, their ministry is called Fellowship of America.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for them, and those are your grandbabies that's getting dedicated, right?
Yep.
Noah and Samuel.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. What a great benefit and a privilege and an honor to dedicate our babies to you, Lord God. I thank you for Noah, Moldel, and I thank you for Samuel, Father God. And I pray, Moldel, that you bless them all the days of their life, Moldel, that they would walk with you, talk with you, and live with your touch of your hand, Devla. Bless them, Moldel, to be mighty in the land for you. Pour out your living waters on them, Moldel. May they always be blessed, Moldel, in your health, your wealth, your peace, your prosperity, Moldel. And, Moldel, your strength, Moldel. May they be used, Moldel, as a beacon of light, Moldel, that would extinguish darkness, I pray, Moldel. I always go with Shoto, Moldel, that they would walk in joy and peace and happiness, Moldel, that they would always be their hearts, God, we may filled with joy, Father, in Jesus' name, and all our babies, Father. And I thank you for, Father, for the Swaggers, Moldel, for teaching and mentoring and helping Pastor Tom to grow in you, Father God. Bless them, Lordell. I know their ministry is already blessed, Lordell. Thank you for the mighty weapon and tool that they've been for you, Father. And keep your windows and your floodgates over their ministry and over Pastor Tom and Pastor JR's ministry, Lordell. Keep them open, Father. And keep, Father God, them free from any holds, Lordell, any strongholds, Father. Your protecting angels, your ministering angels, your delivering angels, Father, your healing angels to go out continuously from the ministry, Father, as your word is being. Thank you for them, Lordell. I thank you for all the listeners, Father God. I pray that you bless them, Lordell. I pray that you minister to them, Father God. I pray that you anoint them, Father, and until they come back, Lordell, to listen again, Father. And Father, just Father, continuously open great doors of opportunity for your children, Lord. And thank you for this radio station, Father, as we close this radio station, Lordell, and we leave it tonight, Lordell. We don't leave you, Lordell. May we remain in your presence, Lordell, and may we have a sweet sleep, Lordell. Father, waking up refreshed and renewed. Send your angels to the four corners of our rooms as we sleep at night. Father, your angels of protection, and surround us with your holy hedge of protection, and draw a bloodline, Father, continuously serving the enemy that knows that he cannot cross over. Surround us with your fire, Father, your holy fire, and consume the enemies of our soul. Bless the remainder of our night, Moldell, and until we come back on this radio station, Father, on Friday, Moldell, I just ask, Moldell, that the joy, Moldell, would be uplifting in our life, overwhelming joy, Father, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good night. God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor. I'm gonna put a song on. I know it's one of your favorites. I think
I've seen praise.